News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. President Obama issuing an all-hands-on-deck call to get supporters of the Affordable Care Act to start bailing and prevent it from going under. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more from the White House.
The president made it clear he's keeping up with the Obamacare website woes.
Every day I check to make sure that it's working better.
Urging defenders of the law not to get discouraged over the problems and instead get out and tell Americans about the law's benefits.
You got to tell your friends, you got to tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors.
But Virginia House Republican Eric Cantor says Americans can see for themselves what the law means for them.
This is not something that is helping Americans. It is harming those people who need help most right now.
And he says it's harming those who have coverage but will now end up paying more for it. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
And there's more trouble for Obamacare, this time a group of business owners taking the Affordable Care Act to court. Reporter Shannon Bream has more.
A group of business owners is facing off in federal court against the Obama administration, challenging a key IRS regulation the plaintiffs say far extends the agency's powers beyond the text of the Affordable Care Act. Should the IRS regulation hold, it will greatly expand employer obligations under Obamacare, obligations the plaintiffs argue are unlawful and could put them out of business. The government says the IRS interpretation is in line with the law, and to construe it otherwise would make no sense. The judge says he'll issue a decision quickly, but offered no timeline. In Washington, Shannon Bream, Fox News Radio.
It's been a busy and somewhat dangerous afternoon because of the weather. Traffic snarled and plenty of fender benders, even a few more serious crashes, but so far no reports on the injuries. Traffic pretty much at a standstill in downtown Wausau during the afternoon rush hour. Right now, tow trucks are still out and emergency crews and sheriffs and police officials are still trying to clean up the messes and get things moving smoothly again. Wisconsin Assembly's minority Democrats are asking for a statewide vote on having a nonpartisan commission redraw legislative and congressional district lines every 10 years. Democrats, watchdog groups, and even newspaper editorial boards have tried but failed to convince majority Republicans to hold hearings on the bill and create a neutral panel to draw district lines. Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point, representative for the 71st District, says expect some fireworks as this debate comes up tomorrow. Tony Schumacher says we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight and also till 6 a.m. Thursday for Taylor and Clark counties. Winter storm warning till 6 a.m. Thursday further north. That warning covering Price, Ashland, and Iron counties. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.